Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. Again this morning, this is another day that the Lord hath made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. This morning I'm going to be sharing from the book of Hebrews, a couple verses, Hebrews chapter 1 and a couple verses out of Hebrews chapter 2. Let's just start reading in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1. It says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. The book of Hebrews is a lot comparing Old Testament versus New Testament. And so the whole book of Hebrews compares Christ versus the Old Covenant. And in verse 1, in verse 2, talks about how God spoke to the fathers in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament, through the prophets. But it says, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. And so, God, in these last days, has spoken unto us by his Son. He no longer uses prophets like he did in the Old Covenant. You know, we have the Word of God in front of us that God has given us and he has spoken to us by his Son. And then it also goes on to say, in verse 9, how Jesus Christ loves righteousness and hates iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with oil of gladness above thy fellows. The whole chapter 1 just lifts up who Jesus Christ is and how he's made better than the angels and how he's returning, how the earth is gonna waxing old and it's gonna roll up like a vesture and talking about his return. And then chapter 2 verse 1 starts in after lifting up who Christ is in chapter 1, it says, therefore. What is therefore, therefore? It is therefore because it's referring to chapter 1 of who Christ is, and he has spoken to us in these last days, and he loves righteousness and hates iniquity. It says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. That word slip means to drift. We should give earnest heed to the things that Jesus Christ has spoken, lest we drift away from those things. You know, we see a lot of drift today, drifting away from convictions that people once had. And then verse 2 says, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, now it brings in an example of Old Covenant. Remember, it's comparing Old versus New. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received the just recompense of reward. In the Old Covenant, when the angels spoke to God's people, you know, the angel came to Mary, the angel came to Zechariah and Elizabeth, came to Joseph. Over and over, in the Old Covenant, the angel, God's sent a message to his people with an angel. And when the angel spoke, the word was steadfast. And it also says, in every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. You know, we think of King David. You know, every transgression and disobedience he did received a just recompense of reward. God did not overlook sin, the Old Covenant. And then verse 3 says this for us. It's comparing, verse 2 is comparing Old Covenant. And now verse 3 is for you and I. It says, how shall we escape If we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. So the question is asked, how shall we escape? If, you know, a lot of people say we are under grace, we're under grace, and they use that for licentiousness, to live a loose life and to walk in disobedience to God's word. But according to these verses in Hebrews chapter 2, it says, how shall we escape? If God spoke to us through his Son, and he brings in, here in chapter 2, of the example in the Old Covenant, how the people that transgressed and disobeyed received a just recompense of reward. How are we going to escape if we disobey and transgress against the words of the Lord Jesus Christ that he has spoken to us in this last day? You know, the scripture there doesn't even answer, but I think we have enough other scripture that tells us that we will not escape. And so I just want to encourage you to live a life of obedience and walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. That is true freedom in Christ. Jesus says, if the truth shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Free to obey, free from sin. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.